It's great to have joining us from Spartan Volleyball, Kathy George and Alyssa Garvelink. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you for having me here.
Let's jump right into it.
Okay.
Great season. I think we're looking forward to one next year that that will be right there. Talk a little bit about this past year.
Well, this past year we had a lot of juniors and seniors in our program, which were freshmen and sophomores at one time. And so, as you know, we like it when they get a little older, and some of the lessons they've learned over time really serve them well as we go through a very rigorous Big Ten. The Big Ten season this year had the number 1, 2, and 3 team in the nation. So no matter how do you slice it, you're going to play some good teams week in and week out. But with our team, we had, like I said, some older players. Alyssa Garvelink, who's with us here, second team All-American. Autumn Bailey, honorable mention All-American. And a cast around it that's really, really talented. So we had 4 seniors. In that 4 seniors, though, Alyssa Fitterer and Chloe Reinig were the 2 that were pretty much, you know, the firepower for us, in addition to the others that we return next year. We return a great cast. I'm really excited about what we're doing, but, you know, we lost 8 or 9 times, and we weren't outclassed by anybody. We just really need to pick it up a little bit more and close that gap so that we can put ourselves in a position to do more than we did this year.
So, Alyssa, does she talk this much in practice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she just...
it's nice.
It's like one question and you're done.
I know.
You like it when you can catch some air.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
When you talk about the success of Big Ten volleyball, as you go through almost the whole list of teams, you're talking about national contenders. Is that something, as an aspiring, as a high school student-athlete looking to where to go, is that something that really resonates, that this is a league that you really want to be part of?
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, like Kathy said, night in, night out, we're playing some of the best teams in the country, and it's just so competitive and so much fun.
When you talk about environments out there, it's fun to watch, both live and on BTN, the craziness that happens at these matches. Is that, I mean, talk about that feeling a little bit in each of the gyms.
Yeah, I mean, your home crowd is pretty much your rock. I know we had a lot of success at home, and other schools probably did as well. And, yeah, the atmosphere is just crazy. It's really fun.
In an away game, where was your most favorite place to play?
I like playing at Purdue. They have a great student section, and their whole crowd gets really rowdy, and it's just fun to kind of shut them up in a way, and it's really fun, so... Yeah.
You know, I think it's weird. It's every place has a different feel to it. And so you have to get ready for what it is. You know, like for years, Michigan had this student section that would be reaching over the top and yelling at you. And then at Wisconsin, you have that. Illinois has a great student section on the side. So they're so close to the players. And, you know, just Penn State is huge. Their student section on the side, too, which makes difference behind or on the side. That does affect you.
Yeah.
But they're all, there's such different crowds, but they're so loud and they're so energetic. The attendance in the Big Ten is the number 1 conference in the country in attendance. We finished this year 6th in attendance, but we were the 4th in the Big Ten. So
listen, when you're talking about when Kathy's out recruiting for the for the future, what in basketball you have guards and you have post players. What are the components that Kathy would be looking for when she's out recruiting? What different styles of play, I guess?
I think a lot of height. There's been a lot of tall girls.
Tall is
that,
good.
Yeah, tall is always good. She likes the raw players, kind of, like, not a lot of experience, but she likes to mold.
Believe me, I like experience. Don't get me wrong.
I feel like
I would take long experience.
Yeah, that's true. She just likes to mold players and take chances. And
Would you see her as a teacher? I mean, there are people who are coaches, who, but there are also people who are genuine teachers, both of life and of the game. And really, I'm not sure your definition of raw player, but somebody who really also wants to learn and be a part of it, as opposed to, gee whiz, look at what I did ahead of time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you learn so much about the game and just about life in general, and there's so many lessons that you can take from the game, and Kathy helps a lot with that, and she really cares about us as players and more as people, though. So
away from volleyball, some of the things about Michigan State that have been enriching for your life.
I think the biggest thing for me is just the family atmosphere and just the size and the name of Michigan State. Like, you can go traveling all around. We go to a lot of airports, and you just see a person with a Spartan hat on and
go green.
Go green. Yep. And yeah, it's just so cool.
We also do Spartan Will now. So just
Spartan's Will.
Yeah.
I do love that. Spartan's Will. I love it.
I think
for us, you know, just going to some of the things you're talking to Alyssa about, you know, when we recruit, it is really important. I mean, I the family feel here is different than a lot of places, and I think it does separate us from a lot of the Big Ten schools. Players, you know, they stay involved for long, you know, well into their alumni years, way back there. They're coming back and they're giving back. But, you know, there's a camaraderie between programs. There's a camaraderie with the campus. And I think that's real. You know, that's authentic. And I can hear that from other kids when they're coming on campus visits, different recruits. They say this is something that they haven't felt somewhere else. And I like that a lot because it is what it's about. The relationships that you take with you are going to last a lifetime. The lessons in volleyball, the lessons that you can learn both as a player. And I guess when Alyssa said raw, she was kind of a raw player from Holland Christian. Mm-hmm. And you know, she was this amazing talent. She didn't even know what she could do. She was very athletic, but she hadn't had a lot of volleyball training. And I'll take a chance on a kid like that. But I'll take a chance on them if they have great character, if they're willing to work hard and process, and they're moving towards being the best they can be. I knew she came from a great family. I knew that she would work. I knew that she aspired to be great. You know, if she didn't want those things, I wouldn't take a raw player in Alyssa. But see, she had some intangibles because she's amazingly athletic and she's very quick and she's one of the most physical athletes in the country. Therefore, she got the second team All-American. She was a little bit more rough in her freshman, sophomore year. She's really gained a lot. And that's really...
Including your serve.
Yeah, including your serve, yeah. So, yes, we've had some moments, haven't we? Yeah. But, but as they grow, they get so, and she will be a candidate for the national team. She's going to try out with the national team programs this in about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And along with six players that were invited from our U.S. Olympic coach, invited six players out to Colorado Springs to try out for the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a large number, and it's because we do have a lot of talent. All at different levels of where they're at, but as they grow, you know, you want to be able to get that. So what I've done in recruiting too is, like, you might take a step down with character, you know, just you might be missing a little experience, but if we have a teaching program, they can catch up.
Right.
And by the time they get a little older, you start to see it mesh through. Sure, I'd love to have the athleticism, the skill, and the all experiences, but that's hard. There's only so many people that are out there that can play at that level coming out of high school. So if I'm going to pick something, I'm gonna look at teaching a little bit more.
But with high character.
With high character, because without care, you know what? You don't work hard. You don't want to learn. You don't want to do the things you need to do. You're not going to get there.
What have you seen? You know, you've been a coach for a while. You've played volleyball, you know, for a long time. Mm-hmm. What's been the biggest difference in the game today than it was a while ago? And what do you see for the future?
The physicality in this league is ridiculously high. We play more like men, you know, and the size in the Big Ten is there. So you're seeing the speed of the ball. It's traveling at a much higher pace. You're seeing the person-to-person ability grow, so the balance of the offense, which means you have to cover more space, which there's gaps, and the offense is just keeps gaining, like, layers. So offensively, different layers come at you, and defensively you have to be ready to play that. So you've got to be so fast, hand-eye. You've got to be stopped. You can't be leaning. Everything is coming at you quickly. And then you have to redirect this thing. So it's like if I'm playing baseball and I'm trying to hit it in right field and it's coming at me, you know, 90 miles an hour, how do you do that? So they're taking
What's the speed of a volleyball for
probably about 60 miles an hour, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I say that because it gives a calibration for people who have watched sports in various of ways. Because on TV, it doesn't look that fast.
Right, it's fast. Yeah. And it's coming at you, and you're 10 to, you know, 30 feet away, you know.
So the response time is greater.
Yeah.
It's actually faster than a baseball player at 90 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. It's
I get
fast.
My physics correct.
And then you have to take a great job. But then you have to take this platform, and you have to angle it to the next person. So you're trying to deliver it to the setter off that hot hit. So you're trying to get it redirected, and it's just, it takes an amazing athlete to do that. And, you know, we're talking to our hitters, we're talking about throwing everything you have into the ball. So having your momentum coming through, your core is really snapping through. So it's not all the pressure on the shoulder, but that you can throw everything in because the reaction time for the...
So how do you use techniques because there are brain development techniques that are now available to deal with the speed coordination question, which is different than how I have my hands. Okay,
because
I can do how I have my hands, but I can't do the seeing and the brain development. So how has that changed, and how are you thinking about getting people more schooled in those fashion in the future, given
there
brain science?
There are some people that are coming up with some eye training, and we have these kind of glasses that like come and cut off your light so you can't see, and so we're trying to get them to track better. However, we don't use them near as much as we probably need to. But the game is about seeing. What is everybody doing? And without looking directly at something, can I see everything happening and put it in a sequence that makes sense? The fastest, the second fastest, and third. So how do we sequence what's happening and what decisions do you have to make? And that's read blocking for Garve. She's going to have to get there and be able to see all this stuff coming at her and then make a quick move without like getting off balance. You can't be taken like a fish on a hook. You want to make sure you're balanced. And then you're blasting off and seeing, but you got to make sure that you're seeing it. And I know there's new techniques that they're using. They're really studying it so that they can help all of us do that, you know, games and video games and things like that. But that I know they're starting in football. So, you know, Garve has come a long way with reading because at the beginning you had no idea. She was playing in small volleyball. And then all of a sudden, but she's the physicality to do these things and the interest in becoming the best she can be. So
when you get your diploma in hand and eligibility is over, what's the future hold, Alyssa?
Well, I'm hoping to go play pro, whether that be overseas or down in Puerto Rico or anywhere, really.
Is that where the options, like if you want to go pro, what are the options?
Europe is a big place. Yeah, there's not many in the States except for the national team. So, I'm pretty excited. It's just...
And then after volleyball.
After volleyball, I don't really know what I want to do, but
Your major is
communications. Mm-hmm. So it's very broad. So that's what I need. But
so I could see you maybe on the sidelines for maybe Olympics in 8, 10, 12 years from now.
Yeah,
right. You'll be one of those sideline reporters.
Are you interested in broadcasting?
Not really. Okay. No, I'm not a big public speaker in general. Yeah. I guess, but well. I've gotten better. So it's all about growth.
It is
my opinion.
Growth.
So yeah. I've come a long way.
She surely has.
I'd be like shaking in the corner over there about 2 years ago. So
the folks on radio can't determine whether you are or not, but we will attest that you are an extraordinarily polished young woman, and without speaking to your athletic skills, because I've watched you play, but extraordinarily polished young woman who's still. Like all of us growing, but a terrific representation of Michigan State University.
Well, thank you so much.
Go green.
Go white.
There you go.